Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom. Here on the Monday podcast here, our Safari Midrash Monday. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 50, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the weekly Torah portion. It's the eighth. We're going to pick up. But first, the evening psalm. Here from Prince Farai, we have Psalm 48.
Great is the Lord and great is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of the golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, yeah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo is the king's assembly. They pass by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them, pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oil of east leaves the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before, yea. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its nation, for joy, and the whole earth, yeah. He's Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travel. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel, y'all. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we have heard heaven seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, yeah.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so nobody post now, cause you have to jump on
this
Zion
bond,
right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces. that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma rahu kentamahu nivhalu nehepazu. Reada ahazatam sham hil kayoleda. Beruach kadim deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu. Beir Adonai tsebaot beir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha. בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Radio.
Sick be nourished, age protected, infants be cared for. All for one, one for all, working in this manner, there shall be no failure.
That was set upon the arza, upon the earth. We rosho. Or some say we rosho, but we say we rosho. And its head, its ras, the rosho. Rosho. Magia. Hashemaima. Hashemaima. It didn't say shemaim with a yod mim, chaberim. It says Magia Hashemaima. And it was the top of it, the Rosho, the Ras, Rosho, reached to heaven. And behold, Wehine Malake Elohim Olim with your redeem above. And behold, the angels of Elohim. Right? Behold, the angels of Elohim. What were they doing? They were ascending. Right? Olim, Olim, Olim. Like the Aliyah, they were Olim. With Yoredim. And were descending. Bau, Bau, Bau. Not Bau, but Bau, Bau. Right? Bau. Right? On it, on him, on it. So what about this ladder? What about Jacob's ladder? How does that connect with we are climbing Jacob's ladder? How are we climbing Jacob's ladder? And the significance of that word that we have as well, spoken by Adonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Robenu, speaking those very words. We have that of thinking, what is it, the gospel according to Johannes? Yohanan, John's gospel, right? Speaking about the angels ascending and descending, the angels ascending and descending. Now, there's the two truths. You know, we spoke about this before. There's two truths. There's the outer, the peshat, the plain, the natural type, which we look at first, you know, from the phi cycle, right, to the metaphi cycle, right, from the natural to the supernatural, from the earthly to the heavenly. Note that the ladder, the sulam in the Hebrew, the mesalal bamarinya, but here in the Hebrew, the sulam, it says, wuhine, sulam, mutzab, aritza. Mutzav aritza, aritza, mutzav aritza. It was set upon the earth. It stood upon the earth. The ladder, it stood upon the earth. It was set up upon the earth. Now, when we now take it to the meta, more to the meta or the spiritual, psycho-spiritual, and looking at the seven bands of the prism, you know, the prism, the spectrum, and the proper order of the rainbow, right? The proper order. We're not going to somewhere over the rainbow. That's turning the rainbow upside down, right? The turning of things upside down is despised, right, by he who be who he be, because confusion. But when we look at the spectrum and the colors in their proper order, right, in the righteous order, we have the red at that groundation. We have the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, you know what I mean? So we have those colors, the blue or daytime sky, right? The purplish, like the nighttime sky, you know, the purple. The purple, like the nighttime sky, right? Then we have that sort of fuchsia color, right, at that top, at that heavenly. We call that in Amharic wine bewucha, like water, like when you have red wine and you add a little bit of water, like what Kedusa Paolo says, adding a little bit of water, you know, with the wine, you know, just a little bit of water. We've had that in the gospel. But what happens to the color, that particular color rate, that's that fuchsia color, that is that seventh color. But what we have there as well, and you can check this out at the Rastafari Groundation. I'm going to have to pick up a copy of that right here so we can follow up with another vid and just continue to kind of connect that right there with the seven, you can say those seven rings or rungs of the ladder. So as we mentioned, you have red, because the red, the Adama. What's the Adama? The Adama, right? The Adama, we have Adam. Then even by permutation, we have Adam, red, ruddy, red, the red, rich soil. That red, ruddy, rich soil. You can even see this even in this icon, this itrate right here as well, the red, rich soil. Right, that ruddy earth. You see it around the world. You see it in different places. So that's facts. Right? It says that Adam was created even by virtue of his name. So we have that red is that groundation. Right? So we have these colors correspond, right, in the mystery school of the King of Kings Christ to order, will, wisdom, righteousness, love, patience, mercy. These seven, from the groundation is order, Second is will. Third is wisdom. Fourth is righteousness. See, this corresponds with those four colors that is found on the banner of salvation. Yahuwah Nissi, Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Xiavia Alamayin. So we have order, will, wisdom, righteousness corresponding to the red, orange, yellow, and green. Order, order. That's what it says. Order, order, order in the court. The order, right? After the order of Malachiasedek, Melchizedek. So order, that's the key right there. That order, and that corresponds with Torah, with the orit, the Torah. Right? Then we have the orange, right? Almost like the infrared. And we can look at the radio waves, the red, and then the infrared waves, the orange, and then the visible light, which is the yellow. Then the green, right, which is the heaven at the heavenly point or at the uppermost point of the banner of the flag. All right, so we talk about which way the proper colors are, you know. Well, according to the testimony of His Divine Majesty, according to the testimony of our Judeo-Christian covenant way, we know that it's green, yellow, and red coming from heaven to earth. In other words, in descending from heaven to earth, the colors, the order of the colors is green, yellow, and red. But the orange is there too because we have the Arma, we have Yehuda Mo Anbesa. So when we're looking at those colors there and we compare that with the teaching of His Majesty and then the science, we're talking about real science, the da'at, right? The ilket, the gnosis, the knowledge. So we're talking about Jacob's ladder. Remember, he came from the well, get that right there, the well of the seventh. He reaches a certain spot, right? Takes a stone, right, for his pillow. He lays down there to go to sleep, and he has a dream, and he dreams of a what? A ladder, right? A ladder that's set on the earth and whose top, Rosho, as it says, Rosho, Magia, Magia, Hashemaima, Hashemaima. Now, note that Shemaima is related to Shemaim, but they are different. How is Shemaima different than Shemaim? Well, in the same way that Mitzrayim is different than Mitzrayim. So we're going to touch on that. One is more of a singular sense, and the other is more of a dual sense. Mitzrayim, dual sense for the Egypt, Upper and Lower Egypt. And then we have Shemaim, right, for the heavens in the dual, right, at least two or more sense. But here we have Hashemaima, Hashemaima, to heaven, to the heaven, right? In other words, to say the true heaven, right? And behold the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, behold, Wehine Yahuwah Nitzav Alayo, 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 and behold, he who be who he be stood, it said beside, right, stood beside him, right, or stood beside it, stood beside him. Now we're looking at the Chumash here. Let's look at the KJV, what it says, and behold, stood above it. So now in the KJV it says that, and Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh and Adonai stood above it and said, I am Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, the Elohei of Abraham, thy father, and the Elohei and the Elohim of Yitzhak, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And you say that, well, race is not in the Bible. You know, people say that. Well, that's true in the context from a Western Gentile state of mind, but that's not our fault, all this race and racial talk. You have to look at the times of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are to blame for that one right there. Because we live in the times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations, particularly those ruling nations, the Anglo-American nation, the Anglo-American Empire, Mother Ucca, Mother England, Great Britannia, the UK, the Ucca, right, and her daughter. Right? This is exactly what the prophecy says, what the prophecy says concerning these latter days and times. But when it says seed, right, it's important for you to understand that seed, the word seed is the true word for race, quote, end quote, within the Bible. We're probably going to do a little vlog on that just to bring it out, just so that ones can understand. Now, that's not what you have been led to believe, right, in the world, flesh, and counterfeit Christianities, but it's the truth. Ye shall know the truth. So get to know that for yourself and be free, right? So here we have Genesis 28 and 14, and going on, and thy seed or thy race. Remember, this is told to the patriarch. The patriarch is being told all of this in a dream, right? And thy seed, thy race, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. There we have the sign of the cross. See that sign? There's that sign, the sign of the cross, the cardinal points, right? And we say the cross is in the true cross, right? The true cross. And in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So to whom more is given, more is required. Ain't that true, right? And behold, right, I am with thee. So he who be, will he be. Hashem said to Abinu Yaakov that I will be with thee. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, like keeps you in everything and everywhere whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee I of. Now it's interesting because Jacob, the disciples, brothers and sisters, you'll recognize this. Others might just be maybe hearing this as they might just check out certain videos and not studying for themselves, but just for those who, for all of us right here, that recall what just happened previous to this concerning the birthright, right? The soul birthright, right? And the controversy concerning the baraka, the blessing. Right, but note this here: how he who be, who be the Almighty, and say, why did you take steal from Esau? No, because that's the way it was supposed to be. So Rebecca did a good thing. If you hear one talking about woo 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 woo, Rebecca, she tricked, she made Jacob trick her husband. All of these, they don't have the spirit of truth. Those who speak like that, maybe they are believing what other people, have been preaching. That's happened to some of us before we start to study and pray for the Holy Spirit, the Ila Ira, to guide I and I. So sometimes, you're regurgitating what others have said. You know what I mean? Even when we are speaking these things, go look it up. See it for yourself. Get to know it for yourself. If it's not so, then speak up. Then speak up. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Right, but don't be one of these ones who are not born again, who are children of the lie, who still have the anger and the head knowledge on them. They're throwing out stuff, but they don't really have. They're not born again. That's the key right there. Right, it's not just about intellectual knowledge or rah 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 rah. But the intellect does have a role and a responsibility. That's why the Almighty give it to we, right, to be used in His way. Right, truth and life, and not to go zigzag astray. So Jacob, Yaakov, awakened. He awaked out of his sleep. When will black Jacob wake up? Give thanks, heal up thy night, brother Ross Faith, Ross Simon Faith. Check out that tune, brothers and sisters. I hope these tunes are circulating and ones are sharing, the co-laborers' works. Check us out at RastafariGroundation.org. Yes, sir, but give thanks to that tune. Wake up, Jacob. right? Also Emerald, right? Sahar, Ahad as well. You know what I mean? The sound system as well. Wake up Jacob and all the other ones and ones amongst the brothers and sisters near and far that'll be inspired. We are to be inspired. There's so much inspirational words in your word when you have the spirit, right? And the right mind and heart to receive. So Jacob awaked out of sleep and he said, surely, Yod Hey Wehey. Some would say you'd hey the hey, right? Or we could say Yemen hoy, Yahweh hoy, but the YHWH Yahweh. He says, surely Yahweh, surely he who be we be is in this place, this mark on this spot, and I knew it not. That's powerful right there, brothers and sisters. He says, surely he who be we be is in this spot. And I didn't even know it. He was ignorant of that fact, that he who be who he be was in this spot. He just stopped here because think about this. Jacob is trotting all alone. You talk about trotting alone. He's not alone in that sense, but no one else is accompanying him. It's not like the case of with his father, right? His grandfather, Abraham, sent a faithful servant. Some think it's Eliezer, but it doesn't say so in text, but you could think so. It could be. But he sends a servant to get a wife, and he has to go and get his own, right? Because this whole incident with his brother, right? His brother. Wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
No more sleeping in the bed. Rock stone.
Rock stone.
Red.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
There is so much milk and honey, why stay away from Zion? Disobedient children, disobedient children, disobedient children, my set of law. Disobedient children, disobedient children, disobedient. In Zion, there is so much peace and rest for you. Why stay away from Zion? In Zion, there is so much peace and rest for you. Why stay away from Zion? It's a big children. It's a big children. It's a big. Or your enemy.
Israel, keep listening. Yeah. They say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told.
In my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear. It raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream.
Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Bakadamawi. Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The home place is too
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his belly. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand, until a time and time for the dividing of time. The judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom unto the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me. My countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart.
Every day is a struggle, man, I'm just trying to cope. This is the only way to survive here is pushing dope. If there's another way out, man, I gotta know. Instead of lying 6 feet deep or playing dominoes in the jail cell, just deny bail. Looking around me and it seems to be hell. I got mad dreams, but it ain't looking well. I'm just trying to excel, trying to propel. My situation too perplex, I'm trying to inhale the Bible. I heard they say it was important for survival. Even got a couple that turned from friends and rivals. Let me get the sword, not the rifle. Even though they spiteful, I should just let me fall back. Now I'm speaking righteous. I'm speaking to the generation right behind us. I'm trying to wake up all the sons of Jacob.
Wake up.
Etymology of the words of the scripture. The Holy Spirit came to me and revealed the scripture. Yahushua sent them, now I'm with them. That's how I got wisdom of the system of the belly of the beast. Princes come out of the east. The deadly wound was healed on the head of the beast. Yeah. What is my situation in these days of revelation? I'm not gonna sit by and let the evil do control my nation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our compensation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our reparations. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our Hebrew nation. No, I'm not gonna sit by patiently. It's about restoration.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the
ungodly. Don't
standeth in the way of the sinners.
People are just like them, because you've made them just exactly like you. They walk like you, they talk like you, everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They've even learned to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle, and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were gods. Africans are smart, aren't they? See, over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
Yeah. Lord Charles Manson on black people. Interesting, ain't it?
You know we are Israelites.
Well, Emmanuel Mosai, Jah, Rastafari. So we tell you, see that Jacob will wake up, because we're stepping out of Babylon. You see me? Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up.
We a cup. Me open my mouth. You speak out your words. Me just a fool, You do the work. You bless me every time when them try to curse. In everything, better put Jack first. Standing on the rock of salvation. Truth and right, me shield and butler. Now go get the heart of thunder. Half a righteousness, me younger. Tell me who rule the thunder. Many are called, but chosen are few. Trying to disappoint when the Father calls you. You're me chatting with the Lion of Judah. Break every chain and a righteous recruiter. Favorite by the heavens, I'm a favorite number 7. From wickedness me flee, now me spiritually free. Heal the man with the key, yo. Wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say, seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say, wake up, Jacob, yo. Sabbath day we fi keep, vegetable we fi eat, we fi study, we fi see. Jah the shepherd with the sheep, now I'm bow to no beast. Put the wicked on the feet. Get up, stand up, set yourself right in the Almighty sight. Why the wicked tremble when the lightning strike? Pull up our intellect because Rasta no fight. Only spiritual war, whether near, whether far. With the bowl and the bone, with the strength and the power from above. Living the script of the Father, a judge. Yeah, we stepping out of Babylon, wings like a dove. Sleep, I must awaken. Now your feet are eat your bacon. No weapon farm shall prosper against this ancient Naya Bingi. 70s Rasta, we no imposter, no Iscariata. Holy faith to the gate, no waste out your days. A Jah a the judge by your hands in repair. When the saints them gathered, oh what a day. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up. Why the wicked rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Judgment hotter than ever, cause the wicked getting deeper, cause life them no treasure. Oh, what a day, what a time when the Son of Man shall arise. Judgment set, all books open, execute your judgment, no time for joking. Obediency, seek the water from the fountain. Rooted and grounded, just set high apart, cannot be founded. Worldwide crisis, they don't know who crisis. The body is the church, and not the building. The falling state of heart and mind, Babylon never right. Time to pay the price, rise against the Father. Can't cry peace, all your evil get deleted. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, seed of Jacob. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Somebody say, Jacob, wake up, wake up. Unite or die.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai,
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined. has shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
Yavo Eloheinu, Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Arenu beyesha Elohim.
Salvation of God. 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 Salvation of God.
Musical news.
Yeah. Listen, keep talking and talking. Remind me a lot about Laban. Remember Jacob's evil uncle, Laban?
It says, now Laban, Laban was gone to shear his sheep and Rachel, his daughter Rachel, or Rachel, or Rachel. All right, so what are the teraphim? Here in this Torah portion. Right, so what are the teraphim? Here in this Torah portion, in Genesis chapter 31, after 31. All right, so what are the teraphim? Here in this Torah portion, in Genesis chapter 31, from the Sefer Bereishis, and here in this seventh sabbatical, this Shabbat, Y-Yitzay, and he, speaking of Yaakov, Jacob went forth. Here in Genesis chapter 31, we have verse 19, where it says, now Laban was gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel, his daughter Rachel, or Rachel, stole the teraphim that were her father's. Now, here in this chapter, we have Genesis chapter 31. Let's bring this up right here, the KJV, just to compare and contrast. We're looking at the Sefer Bereishis at the Hebrew and at the English side-by-side translation with the Hebrew in the KJV. Genesis 31 and 19, it says, and Laban, or Laban, went to shear his sheep. There's a colon here, and it says, and Rachel had stole the images. So here in the KJV, it says images that were her father's. So Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's images. It's kind of interesting because in verse 20, the next verse, it says, and Yaakov, and Jacob stole away unawares to Laban, or Laban the Syrian, Laban ha-Arami, Laban the Aramean. He's from Pandan Aram, Pandan Aramean. But here we have Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So we have Rachel having stolen the images, or more correctly, the teraphim. And then we have in the next verse, Yaakov stole away, it says, unawares to Laban, or Laban, Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. Now, this is to zoom in on the teraphim. Or what are these images, the teraphim? What are the teraphim and what are the images? It's interesting, in the Metzaf Kedus of Megus and Neges, here we have a hard copy of the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. In the chapter, in the between Old Testament and New Testament, there's a section that is called, let's see if we can bring this up right here, it's called Kaleloch Lesanat, so this is interpreted, this is right before the New Testament, it's after the last book here in the Old Testament, Tinbite Malikias, or Malachi, and here we're looking at the more of the 66 books, there's one with the 81 books, but here, compare side by side with KJV, there's a section that says, from other languages, Kaleloch, Lisanat, or the Lisan, and we have in Hebrew the Lashon, the tongues. Kaleloch, Lisanat, from other tongues, Yetewesedu, that which is taken, they who are taken, Kalesanoch, Slika, Kaleloch, or Sana, Kaleloch, Lisanat, Yetewesedu, from other languages, Yetewesedu, they which are taken, Yabului Kidan, of the Bului, the old Kidan, the old covenant, Brit Shishana. It says, Terei, like the roar, Terei, Kalat is words, raw words, Meglecha is like a revelation or like an explanatory, a revealing explanatory of words, right, of the raw, the root words, raw words of the Old Testament scriptures, the Bului Kidan, which were taken from other languages. Kaleloch, Lisanat, Yetewesedu, Yabului Kidan, Terek, Alat, Meglecha. Now, I point to that because there's like two columns, right? It's actually two columns, and one column says Terek Al, the raw word or the root word, and the Meglecha. the explanation. Now, when we look under the T, it has teraphim. 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 And next to it, the megalecha, the explanation is ye'amalikt. Ye'amalikt. Ye'amalikt misl. Misl. Misl is an image. Amalikt. Amalikt is like to say Elohim, but in the sense of gods, in the sense of how the other nations refer to Elohim as in the plurality of gods, in other words. We touched on that, how Elohim in the Hebrew, when it's used of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, almost always it's used in the sense of Elohim, which in itself has a context of a plural sense, really it's a Hebrew Trinity sense, but it can also be used of others who use the term Elohim. But the key is the verb. So with the true Elohim, it's Elohim, gods, he. In other peoples and other cultures, we could say with the non-Israelites, non-Hebrews, it is used Elohim, they. So when others use Elohim, it's like Elohim, they. So in this sense, Amalekt, Amalekt, which is plural of Amlak, so the one of the Ethiopic words corresponding to Eloha, Eloh, El, Elohim. Here we have the plural sense, or God. So it's the images of gods. The Amalekt misl is what the teraphim are defined as in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in a section that reads the explanation of the raw words of the Old Testament taken from other languages. Kaleloch lesanat yetewesedu yebului kidan tereik alat meglecha. So I'm pointing to that right there because it's an interesting, there's some other interesting words, but this is a word that concerns us here in this seventh Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here, as we are at Genesis chapter 31 and looking at this section here, which occurs in the Sheishi, in the sixth Aliyah, in the sixth reading up offering for Shabbat Wayitzei, Shabbat Wayitzei, Senbet Wetito. So here, picking up with Genesis chapter 31, verses 19 and 20. Now, first thing I zoomed in on, of course, is Rachel, is Rachel. Rachel, and Rachel has stolen the images. So the word images in KJV in Genesis 31 and 19 is more directly, in that sense correctly, the teraphim, teraphim, often spelled as T-E-R-A-P-H-I-M, T-E-R-A-P-H-I-M. Now here in the Chumash, it has a footer. It says, Rachel stole the teraphim. Rachel stole the teraphim. Watignov Rachel etaha teraphim asher le'aviha, of her father. Then it picks up here in the 20th verse, Vayignov Yaakov et leiva lavan, hai rami ala bli, al bli, hi gid lawa, kia, borea, 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 borea. Now in the Sefer Bereishis, in the Chumash, it translates the 20th verse, Genesis 31 and 20 as, and Jacob outwitted Laban the Aramean in that he told him not that he fled. KJV reads this as, and Jacob stole away unawares to Laban or Laban the Syrian in that he told him not that he fled. So we have in that he told him that they fled, that's been the same, but one brings out the more literal sense. In the Hebrew it says Wayignov. Now we emphasize the word Wayignov because concerning Rachel in the verse before it says Watignov. Watignob. Watignob. Others enunciate Watignov. Watignoba Rachel etahatirafim asher le aviha. And Rachel stole the teraphim, the images of the, quote, gods, right, or divine images, divination images, that were her father's. So these were used for divination. So we're going to put a little footer here as well, just for reasoning. What is divination? A few of us had some reasoning on it. You know, what is divination? And it's a very interesting revelation. For example, there's certain things that are scripturally. We can take this word, for example, teraphim. We can take other words that we find in the scripture. Now, we can just hear what the words mean, and then we can superimpose on them our own ideas, which have absolutely nothing to do with the context from which they come, from which they're taken. That is a form of divination. I'm not talking about comparing ideas and concepts, but some would take words from scripture, and instead of reading and studying the scripture for the fuller context, we kind of lift this idea and put it in a whole different context. It is like, quote, divination, right? Because there's a direct context to this. But when it says that Rachel, right, Watignov Rachel et ha terafim, that Rachel stole the images, Rachel stole ha terafim, the terafim, ha terafim. These were used for divination. Hence, some reason that Rachel, Rachel has stole them. Why does she steal ha terafim? Ha-terafim asher le-aviha, the terafim, the images that were her father's. Some reason that Rachel did this, she had stole them, that they would not reveal to Laban, to her father, Laban, that Yaakov, that Jacob had fled. Others say that these were idols. And she has stole her teraphim. The teraphim called in KJV the images in order to keep Laban, from idolatry. Now, others incline to the former reason, for if the latter was her purpose, if her purpose truly was to keep her father from idolatry, she should have hidden them and not taken them. You know, she should have buried them and not taken them with her. Now, as for ha-terafim, as for the terafim, some mentions two views. There's two views that are used, that it was a kind of a clock. Some say it was a kind of a clock. Or others say that it was an image or images that was so made that at certain times, some say it might have spoke. Now, ones and ones, like I think Ezra and others have an opinion that it was a kind of a dummy, which could be mistaken for a human being. Now, some say the proof being that Michael, remember Michal, one of David's wives, she deceived David's pursuers by putting a teraphim in the bed. Now, we have this in 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 13, just for a compare and contrast, right, which the pursuers of David sent by her father, Saul, they had mistaken and mistook for David and for David. Now, in that case, you know, the teraphim, these kind of carvings, some say it was like almost like a mannequin. Some say that the teraphim, there were teraphim small and there were teraphim large. The teraphim large, like David and the Israelites had, these were not so much for worship, but they were like, you know, mannequins upon which to put your armor, you know, combination of metal and leather so that it can keep its form, you can oil it, so forth and so on. That she took one of these and she put it in the bed, so it was like a life-size teraphim. But there were smaller ones, like little, you know, like there's little statues, you know, and there's like big statues. But we're looking at a mannequin in this context of David, right, in 1 Samuel 19 and 13. Now, others quote the story of Michal, right, from which they deduce that not all of the teraphim were worshipped as idols. And I think this is a very good point, that not all of the teraphim, what are called images, were used as idols. For example, the mannequin. Soldiers did need something to put up their armor if they just hung it around. You know, it's almost like if you wash a shirt or a T-shirt or something like that. And some of the hangers, I don't know if some of you know, like some of the hangers are really like odd. They really don't line up the shirt. So when the shirt dries, being wet, it kind of, you know, it's kind of out of shape. But if you have the right type of, you know, so this is why we say that the teraphim in this sense was like for the body armor. You know, the body armor, to put the body armor there so that will keep its form. One can oil it and it'd be ever ready to take off of the mannequin, so to speak. So the teraphim as mannequin and also teraphim for divination, right? Because not all of them were used and worshipped as idols. For in that case, David would certainly have not possessed them. David did not possess them. David did not deal with that. Right, so some conjecture that it was an object somehow, the teraphim of Laban, or Laban, Rachel's father, Abiha, right? That it was an object used to foretell somehow the future, apparently. Maybe it was a kind of fortune-telling clock. Men of little faith in the true Ha-Elohim, therefore, worshipped, right, this as an idol, or these were some of their idols. Now, we have it very clearly in this narrative here. As we go forward, we get to see and get to hear some interesting things when Laban talk about, wherefore, why have you stolen my gods, you know, and Jacob is saying, you know, whoever has stolen your gods, you know, and the terms used in Hebrew. So first they are called teraphim, basically images, and they are images, basically. They could be smaller images. Usually these are the ones that no doubt were used in some forms of divination, the larger mannequin. Just like a mannequin, it's like a statue, a mannequin. But you basically use a mannequin is usually, you know, plain simple, just the basic body outline, the size, so you can put whatever the coat or the clothing on it, and it can keep its relative state. But here we're going to look into the metaphysics. The metaphysics, as we said before, some of the metaphysics, especially in the Torah portion, reading and feeding of the names, very, very important, the key character names, we would highly, highly recommend check out the metaphysics. But here we're looking at teraphim. So teraphim, here we get the first mention of it in Genesis, well, indirectly in the KJV, in Genesis chapter 31 at verse 19. Teraphim, from the Hebrew, givers of prosperity, guardians of comfort, also referred to as household gods, right? As household gods, domestic idols, right? Also as nourishers, like, for example, in early times, like in the Roman times, they had the thing they called them the lares, and the penates, right? Like the lares and penates of the early Hebrews and others. You know, different ones will have, like, you know, little figurines, little statues, or so forth and so on, even today. Right? It's almost like back in the days, I remember going to Manhattan, and they used to have these statues, little mini Statue of Liberties and different size Statue of Liberties, something like that. But the teraphim, they were household gods of the Eastern people, the people of the East. Remember, he had went where the B'nai Kedem, you know, the children of the East, the B'nai of the Kedem. Kedem, in this sense, also referring to the East. Look to the Kedem, to the East. They were images supposed to have been made in the form of a man. Thus, we look at what was used with Michael and David against David's pursuers to kind of, you know, throw David's pursuers off of his, you know, off of his track. They were the size of a man, so in the form of a man. But sometimes one will have little mini little statues, right, that were used for purposes of worship in homes of the people. They were supposed to bring about prosperity and health and general domestic good. Even the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, used these images, it said, much of the time, though the practice is said to be of heathen or of the Goyim of other nations, right, origin, and coming from Avram Ha'ebri, right, and we get to the core of things, we can say in that sense, yes, these other nations were doing it even long before Yisrael. Now, in the sense of, like I said, with Dawid, this teraphim should be considered like a mannequin. But now, speaking of Rachel's father, Laban, this is where we're getting to right here. So we have Genesis chapter 31, verse 34, Judges 17 and 5, some points of reference there. Now, metaphysically speaking, ha-teraphim, what is teraphim? The teraphim, thoughts tending to the outer only for supply. Why was, seems like, one of the main things Laban or Laban, that he was concerned with were these household gods, these images, these teraphim, his gods, he called them. So what is the teraphim? Well, metaphysically speaking, teraphim relates to the thoughts tending, the type of thoughts, what kind of thoughts? Thoughts that tend to the outer only for supply, the outer only for protection, the outer only for all good. Thus, the description of the name, bringing out the name, givers of prosperity, guardians of comfort, nourishers, domestic idols, household gods, centering one's trust, and thus one's truth, in the many outer channels through which one's good comes to one instead of knowing Ha Elohim, the true God, as one's sustenance. Instead of knowing source, in the innermost of the innocence, instead of knowing source as one's sustenance and power of development. Also the many thoughts, it relates to the many thoughts. Sometimes one doesn't have this one, you say terafim, one household god or idol or like a good luck charm. It was like it's a good luck charm. Right? There's the many thoughts. This represents the many thoughts, many ways of thinking, many thoughts and desires that man and men and people entertained and gives expression to in the outer ways. That should be first of all centered. First of all, they should be centered, these thoughts and desires, in the one, in Ahad, Ahadu. In Ahad, in the one presence, the one face, perception, the one presence within, in the innermost of the innocence, within him, not these outer idols and these outer, you could say the outer, but the inner. So that points one's attention to the outer, the inner man, the human being, should remember always that he does not live by bread alone. See, here's the key of the whole teraphim reasoning as we get into the metaphysics of what are these images that Rachel, that Rachel's father, that Yaakov's father-in-law, uncle and father-in-law was chasing after them, pursuing them so hotly. But when we get the meaning of why these images, these gods, he said, funniest thing, you have stolen my gods. Can you imagine that? Somebody stealing your gods. What kind of gods do you have? Man must remember always and in all ways that he, that I and I and we, does not live by bread alone. What is bread alone? This is to say the outer ways and means. But by every word, every davar, every word that proceeds, the Rhema word, the right now word, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, by the inner creative, the inner sustaining, the inner energizing life and liberty, love, power, strength, and intelligence of Ha-Ruach, of the spirit, of the iron, even the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth, the spirit. So thus, in touching on the images or the gods, as Laban, as Laban called them, the teraphim, ha-teraphim, also gives us the indication, this is a very important indication, into other maladjustments that we have, the greediness of Laban, of Laban, right? Changing Yaakov's wages 10 times, claiming that everything was his, everything was his. His greed, his greediness goes right to this particular point of HaTerafim and the Terafim and the metaphysics 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 and the Torah portion, reading and feeding, 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 reading and feeding.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Book of Hosea, chapter 12, verses 13 to chapter 14, verse 10. Besema'ab wobalet mefesa kadus ahadu amlak. And by a prophet, Yahweh Bruku brought Yisrael out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall be his master's return to him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Yisrael. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen.
They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore, they shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passeth away, as the shaft that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am Yahweh the Elohim Buruku from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no El but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought, according to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be to them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the caul of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges of whom thou saidest, give me a king and prince. I gave thee a king in mine anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall hide from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of Yahweh Buruku shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry. His fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she have replied against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Yisrael, return to Yahweh the Elohim Buruku, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to Yahweh Buruku. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will he render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Yisrael. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Esem getachim and hanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
straight and narrow now, but the ways of the world are far and wide.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadiz Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 7, Yaitse, and he went. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 51. B'shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John chapter 1, verse 19, Yotet, verse 20, Kaf. Wezot Edut Yochanan Bishlach HaYehudim Kohanim Ulewim Mi Yerushalayim Lishol Oto Mihu Wehua Hoda Welo Kehed Ki Higid Lemor Anoki Aineni HaMashiach. And this is a record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not HaMashiach, I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he saith, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answereth, "No." Then said they to him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of Yahweh, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Mashiach, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beit Abra, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus, coming to him, and saith, Behold, Seha Elohim, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from Shemayim,
I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw, and I bear record, that this is Bein Ha Elohim, that this is the Son of God. The public ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach, the public ministry of Jesus Christ. Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua as he walked, he said, Behold, Seth Ha Elohim, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following, and saith to them, What seek ye? They said to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted Master, where dwellest thou? He saith to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith to him, We have found the Messiah, that is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kephas, that is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith to him, Come and see. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, Whence knowest thou me? Yeshua answered and said to him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, thou art Bein Ha Elohim, thou art Melech Israel, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Yeshua answered and said to him, Because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith to him, Verily, verily, I say to you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Born again,
Shalom, Shalom. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Psalm 50.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le'asaf, asaf, 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 asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai, has spoken.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. God hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God. Even thy God, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show this.
Arenu beyesha Elohim.
Salvation of God.
Salvation of God.
Salvation of God.
Salvation of God.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shalom, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun. Psalm 50, Mizmor Nun. Psalm 50, Psalm El. Here, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed, Yisrael, Israel arraigned.
Hear, 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 Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. God, God the Lord, he hath spoken, and he called the earth into being. Hear the Aleph verse, the first verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. Mizmor le'asaf el Elohim Yahuwah diber Vayikra aretz el Elohim Yahuwah diber Vayikra aretz 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 aretz. The heretics ask Rav Simlai, what is meant by the words God, God the Lord, he hath spoken? What is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah Diber, 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 diber. Rav Simlai answered, Scripture does not say here, quote, they have spoken, end quote, or, quote, they called, end quote, but he hath spoken and he called. Scripture does not say they have spoken or they called, but he has spoken, diber, and he called, vayikra, 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 vayikra. And here, 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 the Midrash note here to Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, to Psalm 50. Here, the occurrence of the three names for God, for Ha'el, for Elohim. Here, the occurrence of three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. When the heretics ask Rav Simlai concerning what is meant by the words God, God the Lord. What is meant by the words El, Elohim, Yahuwah, God, God, Jehovah, he hath spoken. El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber. So the occurrence of the three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. Here the heretics, the minim, they were evidently certain kinds of so-called Christians who were arguing in favor of the doctrine of the Trinity. The Trinity. The Trinity. The Trinity. The Trinity. Later, the Trinity, later, Trinity, later, his disciples, his Talmudim, Dek Amezamoritu, said to Rav Simlai, Ribon, Master, thou, the eye has put them off with a broken reed of an answer. But what answer wilt thou with the eye give us, give I and I? He said to them, his three names are one. As a man may say, artisan, builder, and architect. And why does Scripture here mention three times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did Scripture here mention three times the name of the Holy One, blessed be He? To teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created His universe by three names that stand for the three goodly attributes of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. By these the world was created, as is said even in the Mashal, Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, where it reads, the Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, broken up, broken up, broken up. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aretz, konein shamayim abia tevunna. Bidaitoa tehomota nivaka'u, ua shechakima yira efu'al. Jehovah by wisdom founded the earth. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aretz. By understanding, he established the heavens. Konein shamayim b'tebun. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up. B'da'ito t'homota nivaka'u. And the skies dropped down the dew. The tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and Hamishkan, and the tabernacle. The tent of meeting and the tabernacle were also built to stand for these three attributes. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as Elohim said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 31 and 3. I have filled him, Betzalel, with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. Vaymalei oto aruacha Elohim bechakma uavitavunna uave daata uave kola melacha. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Wamaleoto ruach Elohim. In wisdom, bechakma, and in understanding, ua bitabunna, and in knowledge, ua bitdaat, and in all manner of workmanship. So too, the name of Elohim, the name of the true good, the true God, is repeated three times in the verse, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 24, where it reads, "For the Lord thy God is a devouring fire, a jealous, a zealous God. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla Hu El Kana. For Jehovah thy Elohim, true good, true God. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla. A devouring fire, a fire that eats. Eish Okla Hu. He is a devouring fire. El Kana, and El, true good, true God, zealous, a zealous El, or in translation, a jealous, Hebraically, El Kana, a zealous El, true good, true God, source, power, almighty. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish Oklahu, El Kana, And again, in the verse from Yehoshua, from Joshua 22 and 22, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Hear in Yehoshua, in Joshua 22, verse 22, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Uvne God, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, hu yode'ah. And the children of Gad, said, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim, Yahuwah hu, yode'ah. Why does the phrase God, God, the Lord, El Elohim, Yahuwah, El Elohim, Jehovah, why does the phrase occur twice here? As we have in Yehoshua, Joshua 22, verse 22, El Elohim, Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah hu yode'ah. Once to stand for the three attributes by which the world was created, and once again to stand for the three attributes whereby the Torah, HaTorah, whereby the Torah, the directions, instructions, was given. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 9, for I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God. God. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana. For I, he who be, who ye be, thy Elohim, am a zealous El. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana. Kana. Hence, here it is said, God the Lord hath spoken and called the earth into being. Here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, the Aleph, the first verse. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. Ani Chozer. El. Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. El. Elohim Yahuwah Jehovah Diber hath spoken. He hath spoken. Diber Vayikra Aret, and called the earth into being. You might think that the earth was called into being separately and the heaven separately, but no. The two were called into being together. As is said even in Isaiah, in Isaias, in Isaiah 48 and 13, where it reads, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. When I call them into being, they stand up together. They stand up together, together. Hear, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 48 and 13. Afyadi yasada eretza vimini atipacha shamayim. Korei ani elehem ya'amdua yachdav. Hear, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth. Af yadi yasta eretz, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. We mean ni atipacha shamayim. When I call to them, korei ani elehem, they stand up together. Ya'amdu yachdau af yadi yasta eretz. We mean ni atipacha shamayim. Korei ani elehem. Ya'amdu yachdau. God the Lord called the earth into being from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Hear. The Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Retza Mia Mizrach Shemesh Adamevo. When a mortal forms a figure, he either begins with his head and finishes with his foot, or begins with his foot and finishes with its head. Not so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He. When Elohim, the true God, formed man, he formed him all at once. As scripture says in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 10 and 16, He is one who forms all at once. Ki yotzer hakol hu, He is the former of all things. He is one who forms all at once. Hear, Yirmiyahu. Ki yotzer hakol hu. Therefore, hence, here, it is said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Mi mizrach shemesh ada mebo'o. From the rising of the sun, mi mizrach shemesh ada mebo'o. To the going down thereof. A little note here, Hebraically speaking. Adamit bo'o, to its going forward, to its going. Adamit bo'o does not mean literally Hebraically going down, but rather to the going, to its going forward, to its going, literally to its going. Mimi zaracha shemesh. To its going forth. Ad mibo. Ad mibo. Ad mibo. And whence and where did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did Elohim call the world into being? Mitzion, out of Zion. For the verse, here in today's daily psalm, the Beit verse, the second verse that reads, out of Zion, the perfection, the perfecting of beauty, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi, out of Zion, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi, out of Zion, the perfecting of beauty. Mitzion miklala yofi. This refers to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. Miklal yofi. Referring to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. What is meant at the end of the verse by shine forth? By shine forth, Hebraically, by hofiah, hofiah. What is meant by the end, at the end of the verse, shine forth? It means that Elohim gave light, gave illumination. For God shined forth, Elohim hofiah, clearly means his gift of light, his gift of illumination. As is said even in Eob, in Job, Job 37:15, where it reads, God caused the light of his cloud to shine forth.
To shine forth.
To shine forth.
To shine forth.
Hiteda besum Eloha Elehem. Vihofia or enano. The fuller verse, dost thou know when Eloha, when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine, and caused the light of his cloud to shine. Hiteda'a bisum Eloha Elehem, wehofi'a ora enano, enano, enano,
minnaim,
whence, where the proof that this mizmor speaks of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, calling the world into being? Because the word perfecting, miklal, miklal, perfecting is used in the Mizmor. And it is said in the chapter on creation, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, the heaven and the earth were perfected, and all the host of them. Vakulu hashamayim v'haaretz. V'kola tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished. Vayakulu, 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 Waikulu Hashemai with Haaretz with Kola Tzibaam. And the heaven and the earth were finished, were perfected, were finished, and all the hosts of them. Waikulu Hashemaim with Haaretz with Kola Tzibaam. And when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim destroys the world, he will begin with Sion. He will begin with Zion. As is said even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 9:10, where it reads, I will make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, heaps. V'natati etta Yerushalayim, and I will make Jerusalem heaps. Natati eta Yerushalayim. And therefore, furthermore, in Yirmiyahu, even Jeremiah 4:27, reads, the whole earth shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol haaretz. The whole earth, the whole land shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol haaretz. And in Micah 7:13, it reads, the earth shall be desolate for them that dwell therein. V'hayta haaretz lishmama ala yoshveha, and the land shall be desolate for them that dwell therein, that dwell in Ha. V'hayta haaretz lishmama ala yoshveha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, renews His world, He will renew it, Mitzion, out of Zion, Mitzion, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 2:2, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the first of the mountains. V'hayta be'achrita ha'yamim nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah be'rosh he'harim, and it shall come to pass v'hayya v'hayya, and it shall come to pass, wahaya be'achrita hayamim, and it shall come to pass in the end of days, be'achrita hayamim, nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established, nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah, B'rosh heharim, as the top, the rosh, b'rosh, in the rosh, the head, b'rosh heharim, in the top, as the top, as the first of the mountains, b'rosh heharim. I do not reprove thee, the I, for thy sacrifices. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmornun, Psalm 50, here at the chet, at the eighth verse. Lo, ala zivacheka, o chicheka. I will not reprove thee, I, for thy sacrifices. Rav Nachman taught in the name of Rav Berakaya, if a man intends to do a righteous act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, writes it down before him as if already done. For the verse goes on to say, thine upsoaring thoughts are continually before me, before I, v'olotekah, Le negdi tami. Thine upsoaring thoughts, we oloteka, are continually, itinually before me, before I. Le negdi tamid. Or, in the other translation of this, and thy burnt offerings are continually before me. We oloteka le negdi tamid. Midrash, here, Midrash, no. Leviticus Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, 7 and 3. Literally, olot, olot, olot. This means things that come up, things which come up, things which go up, things which ascend, olot. So here we have we oloteka, which most translators translate as burnt offerings, but also Hebraically, thine upsoaring thoughts, thy ascending thoughts, we oloteka le negdi tami, are continually, itinually before me. And here, 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 First Kings, chapter 5, verses 2 to verse 4a, it reads, and Shlomo and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal and 100 sheep. For he had dominion over all the region. First things first, a difference in the numbering between the Hebrew Masoretic and the KJV. Here, here, here we find this picking up on this reference that Hebraically may be 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 2 to 4a. We find this actually in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 22, where it reads, and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal. Vayehi lechem Shlomo li yom echada. Shiloshima kora soleta vishishima kora kamach ua meyats on and 100 sheep ua meyats on ki hua rode bi kola ever and he had. For he had dominion over all the region. Rav Yehuda Judah said, Shlomo, Solomon had 1,000 wives, and all of them prepared banquets. Every Isha, every Eshet, every wife, every day, for each hope that Solomon would dine with her. Solomon had, according to this scripture right here, beside harts and gazelles and roebucks. Levada me'ayela uatzvi ve'yachmur. Now, wilt thou fetch up a ola, a burnt offering for me, for I, who have dominion over so much more, so much more than Shlomo, than Solomon? Hence, here, 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 even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Lo, Allah zeh ba cheka, o ki cheka, I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, since they are already mine. But for what do I reprove thee? For what do I reprove thee, I? Here, 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 according to the daily psalm,
here at the 19th verse, Psalm 50, verse 19. For that thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Pika shalachta v'ra'a, u'alishonka tatsmida mirma. Thou hast let loose thy mouth, pika shalachta, for evil, v'ra'a. And thy tongue, u'lishonka, frameth deceit, tatsmid mirma. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, pika shalachta bi'ra'a, u'lishonka tatsmid mirma. When Rav Jose ben Chalafta was a boy and used to play with other boys, a man saw him and said to him, quote, thy father, Avika, should be told that instead of studying thy lessons, thou playest with the boys. Rav Jose answered, as thou livest, what is it to thee? What is it to the eye? If thou tellest Abi, my father, he will strike me. He will strike I. Thus, like this, thou will accustom thy tongue to the speaking of slander. Hence, hear, hear, hear. When thou givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue frameth deceit, thou, the eye, wilt slander thine own mother's son. Pika shalachta v'ra'a u'lishonka tatsmid mirma b'vena imka titena dofi. Thou, the eye, slanderest thine own mother's son. Bena imka titena dofi. He who offereth thanks, Yankfu Isis, thanks, glorifieth me. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor nun, mizmor non. Psalm 50, here at the 23rd verse. He who offereth thanks glorifieth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani, yikavdani. Whoso offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving honoreth me, honoreth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani, yikavdani, yikavdani. Honoreth ani, honoreth I. A thanksgiving, a todah, is nearer to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Elohim, than all other offerings. For these are brought only because of transgressions. A thank offering, a todah, is dearer to Elohim than all other offerings. Why? For these, the other offerings, are brought only because of transgressions. Thus, therefore, in Eob, in Job, you find it said, even in Job 1 and 5, Job offered burnt offerings. For Job said, quote, it may be that my sons have sinned. It may be that my sons have ucked up. Vayehi akiya hika hikifu yemeya ha miya shete. Vayeishlacha Iyov Vayakadishema Vehi Shakima Babokara Vehe Aila Olota Misapara Kulam Kiamara Yov Ulaya Hato Ua Vanaya Ua Vera Ua Verekua Elohima Via Levavama Kaka Ya Isse Iova Kola Hayamin. Hear, hear, hear. Job 1 and 5, the fuller verse. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Iov, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Iov, for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned, have ucked up, and cursed Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their hearts. Thus, like this did Iov, did Job continually, itinually. Vayehi ki hikifua yemeyaha miyashite vayishlacha yoba vayakadishem vihishakim ababokar viheilah olot misapar kulam kiyamariyo ulaya chatoua vanai. O verakhu Elohim bi'el babama kakoha ya iseyob kol hayamim. But the thank offering, the todah is brought freely. The thank offering, the offering of thanks and praises, Yankful Isis, the thank offering is brought freely. Thus, like this scripture says, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel 15:22, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Himne Shemoa Mizavach Tov, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hine shemoa miyazabach tob. And also in the words of Psalm 40 and 7 Hebraically, where it reads, sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Sacrifice and offering thou, the eye, didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Zevach uminka lo chafatta. Sacrifice and meal offering. Zevach uminka. Sacrifice and the minka, the meal offering, zebach, ua minka, lo chafatta, azanayim, karitali, mine ears hast thou opened, azanayim, karitali. Literally, Hebraically, mine ears hast thou pierced, hast thou dug out. Mine ears thou hast pierced, hast dug out. Aznaim karitali. Mine ears the eye has pierced, has dug out, so that they are not stopped up, and I and I is able to hear the declaration of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Elohim's will, that superior to sacrifice is Shomea, is obedient, is hearing and obeying to his moral law, to HaTorah,
his directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty. Glorifieth me, glorifieth I, yikabadani, yikabadani, glorifieth me, glorifieth I, here, in the 23rd verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, here, verse 23, Yikabadani, glorifieth me, glorifies me in this world as well as in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Here, Midrash note, this comment is explained by the fact that the noon in Yikabadani, glorifieth me, is doubled. This comment here is explained by the fact that the noon here in Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, here in the 50th Psalm, the noon, the Hebrew letter noon, is doubled in Yikabadani, ni, Yikabadani. It's doubled so that one noon, it applies to this olam, to this world, and the other noon, the other noon, to the olam haba, to the world to come. To him that prepareth a way, here, same verse, with sam derek, Areinu, b'yeisha'a Elohim. To him that prepareth a way, v'sam derek, to him that prepareth a way, to such as those who light lanterns in dark entrances, I will show the deliverance of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Areinu, b'yeisha'a Elohim. Areinu, b'yeisha'a Elohim. I will show the deliverance, the salvation, the yeisha. Areinu, b'yeisha'a Elohim. After deliverance, salvation, deliverance, victory, the Yesha of Yeshua, be Yesha. After deliverance by a mortal enslavement can still follow. But after deliverance by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no further enslavement. Ani Chozer, again. After deliverance by a mortal enslavement can still follow. After deliverance by a mortal enslavement can still follow. But, however, on the other hand, after deliverance, b'yeisha'ah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, blessed be He, there is no further enslavement. There is no further enslavement. As Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 17, where it reads, Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting deliverance. Ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end. Yisrael no sha'ah by Yahweh.
wa tishuata olamim. Lo teroshua velo atia kalmu ada olme ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved by Jehovah, Yisrael nosha'a by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishuata olamim, ye all shall not be ashamed, nor confounded. Lo teroshu, lo atikalmu, world without end. Ada olme ad. Yisrael nosha'a ba Yahuwah tishu'ata olamim. Lo teroshu, lo tikalmu. Ada olme 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 olme.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor nun mizmor le Asaf 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
the Lord has spoken.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le'asaf. El Elohim Adonai, diber vayikra aretz. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, mitzion michlal yofi, Elohim hofia. Yavo Elohenu ve'al yehrash, esh lefanav tochel, usevivav nis'ara me'od. Yikra el hashamayim me'al, ואל הארץ לדין עמו. אספו לי חסידי, קורתי וליתי עלי זבח. ויגידו שמיים צדקו, כי אלוהים שופט הוא סלע. שמעה עמי ואדברה, ישראל ואעידה בך, אלוהים אלוהיך אנוכי. לא על זבחיך אוכיחיך, ועולותיך לנגדי תמיד. לא אקח מביתך פר, ממכלאותיך עתודים, כי לי כל חייתו יער, בהמות בהררי א'. ידעתי כל עוף הרים, וזיו שדי עמדי, אם ארעב לא אומר לך, כי לי תבל ומלואה. האוכל בשר אבירים, ודם עתודים אשתה, וח לאלוהים תודה, ושלם לעליון נדריך. וקראני ביום צרה, אחלתך ותכבדני. ולרשע אמר אלוהים, מה לך לספר חוקי, ותישא וריתי על יפיך? ואתה שנאת מוסר, ותשלך דברי אחריך. אם ראית גנב, ותירץ עמו. ועם מנאפים חלקך. ייך שלחת ורעה, ולשונך תצמיד מרמה. תשב באחיך תדבר, בבן אמך תיתן דופי. אלה עשית והחרשתי, דמית היות אהיה חמוך. הוכיחך וערך לעיניך. בינו נא זאת שוכחי אלוה, תן אתרוף ואין מתחיל, זובח תודה יכבדני, ושם דרך אראנו בישע אלוהים.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Vayishlach, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Vayishlach, here picking up with this eighth Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, this reading, this feeding, this manna. Here in this section of the Torah, reading and feeding, we pick up the first book of Moshe, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, verse 3, in the Sefer Bereshis, in the Hebrew Masoretic Torah scriptures, and the Chumash is verse 4. So here, Genesis chapter 32, KJV version, verse 3, in the Chumash corresponds to verse 4 for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendet Lake, Beshem Ha'ab, Weh Habein, Weh Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Teopi Ahoy, Simi Yi, Jerusalem Azimbi. Shema Yisrael, Gevir. Vayishlach Yaakov, Malakim Lefanayo, Il Aisau Achiyo, Arza Seir Sete Edom. And Jacob sent, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent messengers. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim lefanayo il Esau achiyo arza Seir. Today, Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus, like this, shall y'all speak to my lord, La Adoni, to Esau, Le Esau, thy servant Jacob, Abidika Yaakov, thy servant Jacob, saith like this, I have sojourned with Laban, with Laban, and stayed there until now. I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and woman servants, and I have sent to tell Adoni, to tell my Lord, that I may find grace, that I might find grace in his sight. And the messengers returned to Yaakov, to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother, Achikah, to Esau. We came to thy brother, Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, to meet the eye, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Yaakov and Jacob said, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Yitzhak, Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai, Shub Le Arzika Ula Moladitika We Aitiva Imak. O God, Elohim of my father Abraham, Elohe Avi Abraham, and God and Elohim of my father Isaac, Elohe Avi Yitzhak, the Lord Yod Heh Weh Heh Yahuwah Jehovah,
which who said is, who said to me, Yahuwah ha omer elai, he who be who he be, the sayer to me, return to thy country. Shub le arzika, and to thy kindred, ulamoladiteka, and I will deal well with thee, I, with a tiva, a mark, and I will do thee good, with a tiva, a mark. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed to thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become too bad. Atoni mikol ha chesadim, atoni mikol ha chesadim, uwa mikol ha emet. Asher asita eta abdeka ki be makli abarti eta hayarden haze wi ata hayiti lishne machenot. Deliver me, hatzileni, deliver me, I pray that I, hatzileni na, deliver I, I pray that I, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and smite I, the mother with the children. Hatzileni na miyad achia, miyad Esau, ki ayare anokia, oto pena yabo, where hiakani. Aim, all the bunny, and thou the I saidest, and thou the I saidest, atah amarta, and the I saidest, I will surely do thee good, atah amarta, heitiv. Imak, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Weata amarta heitiva heitiva imak. We samnitiya eta zareka kholla hayam asher loa yisafir me ro. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the sheni, aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, sendet lake. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, here at verse 13, for the sheni, for the second reading, the second aliyah, the second up offering here for this Shabbat, Tvayishlach. In the Sefer Bereshith, in the Hebrew Masoretic Scriptures, it will be Genesis chapter 32, verse 14. KJV, Genesis 32, 13. In the Hebrew, Genesis 32, 14. For the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayishlach. Vayalena Sham, Ba Laila Hahu, Vayikach Nina Haba, Bi Yado Mincha, Minka, Le Esau, Achio, and he lodged there. Wayalen Sham, and he lodged there that same night. Wayalen Sham, Balaila Hahu, and he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand, a present, a mincha, a mincha, a mincha for Esau, for Esau, his brother. Vayalena shama balela hahu. Vayikach min haba biyado mincha le Esau achio. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 keen and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said to his servants, Pass over before I. Ibru le fanai. Pass over before I. Ibru le fanai. And put a space betwixt drove and drove. We rewach. Ta simu baina aidera ubaina aidera. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau, Achi, my brother, meeteth thee, I, and asketh thee, saying, Whose thou, the I, and whither, where goest thou, the I, and whose are these before thee, I? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. They be thy servant Jacob's. Le abdika le Yaakov. It is a mincha, a present sent to my Lord Adoni Esau, to my Lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us. He is behind I. And so commanded he the second, the Sheni, and the third, and the Shalishi, and all that follow the droves, saying, On this manner shall y'all speak to Esau, to Esau, when ye find him. And say y'all moreover, Behold, thy servant Abdika Yaakov, thy servant Jacob, is behind I and I, behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the mincha, with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept. Perhaps he will accept of I. For he said, I will appease him with the present, the mincha that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Kain ereh v'acherei kain ereh fanayo ulai yisa fanai. Peradventure ulai yisa, accept, forgive, yisa fanai. So went the present over before him, and he himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford, Jabbok, Jabok, Jabok.
We et ahada asar ye la dayo wa ya ebor eta ma ebar yavok, 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 yavok,
and
yavok.
And he took him and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and Yaakov was left alone. Wa ti wa ter Yaakov levado, and Jacob was left alone. Wa yi wa ter Yaakov levado, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Waye aveka isha imo ada elota ha shahar, till the elot ha shahar, till the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
Bless me.
Bless me.
Bless me.
Wayare kia loa yakola loa waya yika a bi kafa yi rekoa wa take a kafa yered yerek kaf yereka yaikob bi heya abko imo. And he said, wayomera shalchini, let me go. Send me forth, let me go. Shalcheini kia Allah hashahar. And he said, Wayomer lo e shalecheka, I will not let thee go. Lo e shalecheka, ishalecheka, lo ishalecheka kia im be'arak tani, except thou bless me, ki im berak tani, except thou bless me, except thou bless I. And he said to him, ma shmeka, what is thy name? Ma shmeka. Mashmeka,
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 Mashmeka. Wayomer, and he said, Yaakov, and he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power with El Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. Wayomer, Elayo, ma shmeka, wayomer Yaakov, wayomer lo Yaakov, ye amer od, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, lo Yaakov, ye amer od,
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 shimka,
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 ki, im Yisrael, ki, Sarita im Elohim wa im anashim wa tukal. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For I has striven with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed. Wayomer lo Yaakov ye amer od shimka ki im Yisrael ki sarita im Elohim wa im anashim wa tukal
tukal
tukal. And Jacob asked and said, tell me, I pray thy name, And he said, wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him why ye shall, and he asked Yaakov, and Jacob asked, why ye shall Yaakov, why yomer, and said, Hagidana, tell me, I pray that I, Hagidana, Shemeka, tell me, I pray that I, Shemeka, the I name, why Yomer, and he said, Lama ze, Tisha'ala lishmi, why Yabareka oto sham, and he said, wherefore, why? Lama, why? Lama ze, why this tisha'ala that I ask lishmi after for my name? Lama ze tisha'ala lishmi, shmi, shmi. And he blessed him there. Waya bareka oto sham, do 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 sham.